Everyone's heard the old saw that military intelligence is an oxymoron. That seems to have been partially the case when DIA was created in 1961. Throughout most of the 1950s, the Army, Navy, and Air Force were pretty much doing their own thing on the intelligence front, and often coming up with conflicting conclusions about what the Soviets were doing during the Cold War. That led President Eisenhower to worry that he would leave his successor, President Kennedy, with what he called a legacy of ashes. A study group he created eventually recommended a single intelligence agency for DOD. Army Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess is the director of what is now the Defense Intelligence Agency.
In the summer of 1961, during deliberations over the creation of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Joint Chiefs of Staff wrote in a report to the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, at that time, and they said, "National intelligence and military intelligence are indivisible in practice." This important statement remains as clear, urgent, and relevant on our 50th anniversary.
Burgess speaking yesterday at DIA's anniversary celebration at its headquarters on Bowling Air Force Base. DIA gave the military a single agency to coordinate the intelligence activities of the military services, but Burgess says it wasn't until 10 years ago that DIA started to transform itself into the agency it is today.
Once a garrison agency with some deployments, DIA today is now a globally deployed workforce, professional intelligence service, supported by a headquarters. It has been a remarkable transformation, defined largely by an unrivaled commitment to teamwork, as has been mentioned. It is a commitment that is practiced daily here at the Defense Intelligence Agency that I believe is matched by our other members of the intelligence community that we work so closely with.
James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, agrees. He says the past decade has been DIA's golden age.
And this is in no way to minimize the contributions of directors, particularly who served before that, one of whom was me. But I think 9/11, which was a pivotal epiphany event for all of us, for the nation, certainly for the Department of Defense, and certainly for the intelligence community, and certainly for DIA. And I think the agency mission has matured and blossomed both as a national intelligence agency and as a combat support agency. In fact, DIA has literally been at war for that whole 10 years.
Tom Wilson, who served as DIA's director from 1999 to 2002, says the biggest change to DIA over the golden age has been its move to push the workforce into the war zones so they could be more directly involved in gathering, analyzing, and producing intelligence. He says the agency used to have small national intelligence support teams of a dozen or so people that would deploy on a limited basis to support military missions. Now, he says, DIA's work Force has developed its own war zone specialties.
Foreign materiel exploitation teams, media exploitation teams, chemical, biological intelligence support teams, human intelligence teams that go forward and support the warfighter. DIA has indeed become not just great support for the warfighters, they are the warfighters in many respects in forward area. That's the biggest change. And then the other, I think, changes is vast expansion of the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, the ability to link that information directly into operational decision makers and into strike operations is all, and the ability to move a lot of imagery and a lot of video and a lot of intelligence quickly are tremendous improvements over where we were 10 or 15 years ago.
Wilson says another big change over the past decade has been a stronger willingness to share information among intelligence community agencies. Lowell Jacoby, who succeeded Wilson as DIA's director through 2005, says the intelligence community has broken down both the technological and policy barriers that kept secure information sharing from happening before 9/11.
My tenure crossed over the stand-up of the National Counterterrorism Center and other structural mechanisms are put in place for information sharing, but the commitment up and down the intel community leadership and down into the people that make things happen, the information sharing principles, and then actual practical day-to-day implementation was clear, and the results just continue to be magnified.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.